Colonel Clary strode decisively forward. He twirled his lance tip, disarming the leading toad with a flick. Clary's eyes grew hard.
Right. Pay attention, you slimy rabble. We have a long patrol from Lord Rawnblade of Salamandastron. No beast stops us. We range where we please and when, carrying out orders. If you take one more step forward, we will use our lance tips, not the blunt ends. Then you will rarely see death visit this spot. Back off now, Marsh Spawn. You there, leader chappy. Tell all ranks to retreat, or you'll be the first to have your gizzard decorated by Lance Point.
Wickerman croaked out some sullen orders, and the toads retreated hastily. Hon Rosie turned to Storm.
I say, can you walk on that belly hoof?
Storm tested her injured footpaw.
I'll be all right. Where are we going?
Somewhere you can get proper fodder and drink, old gal. You don't want to be hanging about this thumping great wasteland, twiddling your paws.
Brigadier Time inspected the paw.
Not much wrong with that fetlock, young mouse.
The three hares carried satchels across their backs. Hon Rosie took hers off.
Righto! First aider Rosie to the rescue, what? I can't resist bandaging things. Jolly good at it. Now, some heart's tongue fun, staghorn club moss, dab of salt, and bind the blinking lot up with a few strands of maidenhair fun. There, I bet you could trip a mouse mazurka with that little lot on. Try it.
Storm tested the footpaw. It felt very comfortable and easy.
Oh, thank you, Rosie. It feels as good as new.
Colonel Clary had been pacing restlessly up and down. He shielded his eyes and took some bearings from the sun.
Good egg, ladies. Got all the latest in shrubbery foot fashion sorted out now. Top hole. Then we can get going. Actually, I was thinking of heading northeast into the woodland fringes. We could have lunch there and visit old Packetug. What do you say, Time?
Yes. Why ever not? Best idea under present circs, what?
It took some time for Storm to fall in with the hare's mode of speech. They seemed to treat everything in a very casual, off-paw sort of way, but they were usually correct in their judgments. By early noon, they had left the flatlands. Behind them, the gritty expanses mottled with sparse vegetation shimmered in the summer heat, with the dunes a hazy half-mirage in the distance. More dunes stood out ahead, poor sinking, shifting sand dunes that were difficult to surmount. Topping one such sandhill, they found themselves facing a fringe of pine-clad woodland, dark green and shady, a haven from the glare of the midday sun. Brigadier Time marked out a vast hornbeam and led them to it. He held up a cautionary paw.
Keep mum, chaps. Old Packetug's close. I can feel it in my whiskers.
A pointed dart whistled past Time's ear, burying itself in the hornbeam. From somewhere close by, a gruff, angry voice rang out.
You're a trespassing on Packetug's land. Who be ye?
Clary, Time and Rosie, the long patrol of the Foot and Fair Rangers.
Colonel Clary answered.
Oh, and we've got a young thingamy with us, a mouse girl.
Though Storm tried to see who it was, she could make out no sign of a living creature.
Thingamy, mouse girl?
The gruff voice answered.
What sort of thingamy? Anyhow, how do I know you're you? What's the password?
Clary snorted impatiently.
Oh, come out, you old buffoon. You know it's us. Listen, I'll even give you the belly password. Packetug Tree Fleet, we bring you good things to eat. There, now come out, you old bark walloper.
Storm had to bite her lip so as not to laugh at the odd creature who dropped down from a nearby spruce. Packetug Tree Fleet was a fat old squiddle. He carried a long hollow blowpipe and a pouch of darts. Sticking out of his ears, wound about his tail and paws, and covering all his body were leafy twigs. He resembled a small moving bush with eyes.
Land otters, what have you brought Packer for lunch?
Packetug growled fiercely through the two teeth remaining in his mouth. Brigadier Time sniffed.
We're not land otters, we're hares. And if your manners don't improve, laddie, you won't be dining on oat scones and mountain cheese followed by berry and barley bake.
Packetug nearly tore the knapsack from Time's back.
Oat scones? Mountain cheese? Where?
Ho-ho! Not so fast, laddie buck. Take us to your hideout first. We want to put the old nosebag on in comfort, you know.